I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Sense, the show that talks about all things money. Today, we're answering the listeners' questions. Well, actually, it's sort of one question. I've had quite a few people write in and ask me, hey, I've heard all of your guests and yourself talk about all these apps for saving, so which one is the best? And the short answer is, it depends. And I apologize that that just sounds like a cop-out, but it really, really does. The reason that it depends is it's really based on your own individual needs or wants. Are you wanting to save money in a savings account for something special, a big gift, or going on vacation? That is going to be a different type of app than somebody who might be wanting to invest and make as much money as they can in investing. But if you're scared about the stock market or you're not really sure that investing is the best way to go, especially right now, the market is so volatile. I mean, every other day, the market is dropping 300, 400, even 800 points as it did recently. And then other days, it's jumping up. So if you don't know when you're going to cash out your money and you're worried that the day you cash it out is the day that the stock market has this huge plunge, you may not want an app that is for investors. So today what I want to do is go over a few of the best apps. There are eight that I want to talk about. And some are just for savings, for people who just want to put a little bit of money aside for a rainy day. So one of them is called Digit. Now, this one, I actually think it's really cool because you don't even have to do any of the thinking for yourself when you are investing in this particular app. What it does is once you download the app, it will link with your checking account and it figures out based on the income you bring in plus what you spend, that would be your rent or your mortgage, if you have car payment, student debt, anything like that, your groceries, it will take all that into account. And if you have any money left over, let's say you get $1,000 per paycheck and you spend $925 of it, then you have $75 left over. And it will automatically put about $70 of that $75 left over into a savings account for you. Now, it will make sure that you don't go into overdrafts. There's a guarantee on that one. The only problem with this is it doesn't earn any interest. So if the checking account that you have earns interest and you get that money moved over into the savings account, it won't earn any interest. But if it's in your checking account and you know you'll spend it, whether it's for something you need or not, and you're really trying to save for something special, this might be a good deal for you. But you also need to know that there's a $3 fee per month after the first 100 days. So the first 3 months that you're using this app, you will not be charged anything. And hopefully by the time it does start charging you that $3 a month, you have a fair amount of money put aside. So that's Digit, D-I-G-I-T. Also, Smarty Pig. The nice thing about this one is there are no fees. It does earn quite a higher interest rate than many others, than like a regular savings account. It would be 1% is what it earns, which your regular savings account at a bank or a credit union, usually the earnings there is 0.06%. So this is 1%. So that's a pretty good interest rate earner. However, if you do need the money right away, let's say you've put aside all this money and all of a sudden you realize, oh, I need to buy whatever it is within 3 days, you actually have to wait 5 business days from the time you request the money until you can get it. So you've got to keep that into account. And you have to put in an initial deposit of at least $10 and have a $10 recurring contribution. This would be weekly. And so every week you have to make sure you have at least $10 in your account to put aside. Another one that is just for saving is called Capital, and that is spelled Q-A-P-I-T-A-L. Again, there's no fees for this one, which is really nice, and there's a little bit more customization available for you. It'll go through a bunch of questions for you and ask, hey, what's your goal? What do you want to do? And so it helps you figure out how much money you need to put aside over a certain length of time to meet that goal. But you have to create a bank account with Capital and deposits. Again, when you actually initially put in a certain amount of money, it takes 3 business days for that to show up. That could be a little bit of a concern for some people. There's also Tip Yourself, which I'm not actually as enamored of this particular app as I am some of those other saving apps. This one doesn't have any fees. That's always a nice thing. And it will focus on giving you rewards for your motivation and how well you're keeping up with your goals. But it doesn't earn any interest. And anytime you send money to the app for the savings, it takes up to 3 days to show up. I don't know. I'm sort of anal retentive about my money. And as soon as I stick money in somewhere, I want to see it. That's just something to think about. The next few apps that we're going to talk about is apps for investing. My absolute favorite and the one that I use is called Stash. Now, you do have to put in $5 to start your account, and it's a minimum of $5 every week to keep going. The wonderful thing that I love about Stash is in the 2 years that I've been using it, it has grown significantly. It is trying to compete with a bunch of the other apps that are out there. And originally, this was strictly for investors. You invested into the stock market. But it has now branched out so that it is doing the savings. They have a thing called Uncle Sam, where you're basically just buying a bond. They also have cash for a rainy day. You just stick it in. That one doesn't earn a lot of interest or money on it, but it's the principle of saving and just a savings account. You can just say, hey, I want $5 a week to go into this cash account, and then I can pull it out whenever I want. It's just my rainy day fund. And you can do the same with any of that. Your stocks, when you sell it, it does take a few days for you to get the money back, but you can take out money anytime you want with no penalty. Now, one of the things I like about Stash is if you are doing the investing into stocks, you can actually invest based on your values. If you love oil, they have stocks that you can invest just in oil and gas and all of those. But if you're on the flip side and you're all about being eco-friendly, you can invest in all the stocks that are about solar or going green. They have several stocks in medical marijuana, which is actually doing pretty well right now. I've tried that one out. I've liked it. I've cashed out now from the medical marijuana, but I did want to try it and see how that worked. You can do one. It's called Rolling with Buffett. So any stocks that Warren Buffett's company, Berkshire, invests in, that's what you're investing in as well. So, you know, kind of can't go wrong if you follow Warren Buffett's lead. That's some of the things I love about Stash. Also, they have a school where you can learn about what investing is, and they use layman terms, and I love that. And they actually, if you are at all a competitive person, and I'm extremely competitive, some of the articles that they write about, they will let you take a quiz afterwards. It's a 5-question quiz. It's not that hard. And every time you take the quiz, you earn points. And then after you've earned, you know, 100 points, then you are junior grade investor, and then you're, you know, silver grade investor. It doesn't earn you any money or anything like that, but I'm kind of competitive and I like to, you know, be the expert. So it's kind of fun to do. Another one, Acorns. This is also investing. What this one does, it is based strictly on your purchase power with credit cards. So anytime you are out of the store, if you just buy a Starbucks coffee and you always charge it, and that Starbucks was $5.69, Acorns will round up that purchase 31 cents to a flat $6 fee, and that 31 cents goes into an investment, and you set up what stocks you want to buy in. This one, for me, didn't seem to grow very much. Well, first of all, I don't use credit cards. This is not the app that I am ever going to use. I have asked other friends to try it for me and tell me what their experience is, and some of them just felt like, and granted, if all you are doing is investing 31 cents here and maybe 76 cents there, if that's the only thing that you're putting aside, then do it, because at least you're putting aside some money, and you will find that those pennies do grow fairly quickly. However, my friend's goals were a little bit loftier than that, and so for them, the Acorns really did not work for them. So if you are on a really, really tight budget, you feel that there is no way you can afford to put aside $5 a week or $10 a week on some of these other apps, but all you can do is the pennies that are left over from some of your purchases, then please do it. Just go for it. But there are some high fees. It's $1 a month to use the Acorns app if you have less than $5,000 invested in that particular app. If you have more than $5,000 invested, then you have to pay 0.25% for the money that's in there. So that could get a little bit high. And then Robinhood is another app. Again, it's all investing. The problem is you can only trade ETFs. So that, if you are not really understanding what stocks are and the stock market, this one may be a slightly more advanced type of an app. If you are just beginning, you may not want to get into it. Although it is pretty user-friendly. The design of the actual app is fairly user-friendly, so you could probably understand how it works pretty well. And you do get free trades with it, so that's good. The last one that I want to talk about is called Max My Interest. And this is really good for people who have a large cash reserve. If you do not have at least $250,000, you probably aren't going to want to be using this app. There are membership fees associated with it. You do have to have a checking account, but they're only accepting people who have a checking account with certain banks. And so it's a very small list of banks that you're allowed to, like Wells Fargo, Citibank, JP Morgan Chase, and Charles Schwab are just a few of the banks that you can have a checking account with that you can then use this app, Max My Interest. So it's my least favorite out there. I hope this helps you, give you a little bit better understanding of some of the apps that are available to you. If you have any other questions, want more information on some of these apps, please don't hesitate to write in and ask me questions. And if there's any other subject you want discussed as well, let me know. Thanks for listening. You can email me with any questions or topics you want to hear about at hkelly@ksl.com. That's hkelly@ksl.com. And because this is Money Making Sense, you can subscribe for free on Spotify, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, and you'll never miss another episode.
Thanks for being a Money Making Sense listener. Follow your common sense onto social media, Money Making Sense, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.